You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Exciting interview for you now. Many of you may know 13 Garrett Street. It is a two-floor monstrosity in the centre of Pōneke that has been both a home and a community space for over 30 years. It is home to 13 flatmates, has functioned as a gig venue, an exhibition and meeting space, a refuge, a non-commercial space to create art and hold workshops, screenings, political discussions and organising. It is now being closed for commercial redevelopment in November 2026, but its legacy is far from over. Today our kōrero is with Sarah. Kia ora, Sarah.
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh no, that's all good. Thank you for being here. Talk to us a bit for people who don't know it. What is Garrett Street? What is it currently and what has it been over the past 30 years?
I think you summed it up really well in that little introduction. At the moment, it is home to 16 flatmates. It is home to, yeah, that sounds really overwhelming. It sounds like that's going to be a crazy number of people to live with, but it is, we've got two floors of this like old converted industrial building. And so there's eight of us on each floor, two separate kitchens. And we've got these huge communal living spaces. The one downstairs gets like all day sun. Upstairs, we've got one that has more of like a movie theater vibe. We got donated the screen from the People's Cinema Club that used to run in Wellington. And yeah, I think part of what living here for us has been trying to figure out how to hold the space as flatmates in a way that like honors the history of what it has been. And we know that it's had this consistent history of being some form of artist and activist residence. And it's been amazing to kind of open it up to our wider community and have it be our home, but also a third space where people can come and gather and connect to learn from each other, to eat together. It's a space we love dearly.
And it's a space loved dearly by a lot of people. You live in 13 Garrett Street, and what is your personal connection like there? What has your personal journey been like?
So I have been here for 6 years now. I started out living in a tiny little cupboard, which was amazing. We called it Micro Utopia. All my friends were like, Sarah, do we need to have an intervention? Are things okay? You're living in a cupboard. But I have moved in kind of right after the first lockdown lifted. And I was just like, if I'm going to go back into lockdown, I want to be in a space where there's more space and more people and community. And I think even though we haven't really gone back into a major lockdown, I'm still so glad that I made that choice. It's a space that's really enriched my life. Like, I feel like I have met people in this flat who are chosen family, some of the best friends that I have met. It's an amazing space to kind of just like, not even the people you're living with, but there's also a rotating cast of like all the people who drop in and out of the space we have a community wardrobe. So it's kind of like a perpetual clothes swap. It started out as like maybe one big clothes rack. And then it was getting so full that it was one of those Briscoe's metal ones and it was twisting all out of shape. And now it's like two big, it's like a whole wall basically now. So people will just pop in if they need something cozy to wear, if they've misjudged the weather in Wellington, which is easy to do. Sometimes people will pop in and just put their e-bike battery on charge. And yeah, when I moved in here, we didn't have the top floor. It was only eight of us living in there. But we knew what the history had been. And we wanted to bring that back. And so I kind of just decided, I'm not moving out until we get the top floor back. And then we got the top floor back. And, you know, each person who's joined this flat community has brought their own flavor to it. They're all excited about a different piece of the puzzle, you know? Some of my flatmates are way more interested in putting on gigs. Some of them are really deeply involved in the zine making scene and they bring a lot of like arts and crafts to the table. Others just love cooking and hosting giant meals for everyone. And all of those are such beautiful ways of being together. And I think it appeals to people so much because like life feels like it can get more and more atomized all the time and more synthetic. Like we're all in our little digital portals trying to communicate with each other. And so I think spaces where we get to show up as real people and it's not a space that's governed by like commercial relationships or that's particularly focused on alcohol, I think a lot of people really want that. They just, people want community.
Yeah, they do. And you talked a little bit about with the second floor, knowing the history there and wanting to get it back. You've been collecting a bit of the history. The archival project was in the works before you knew about the closure,
Yeah,
hey?
that's right.
So talk to us a bit
So
about the archival project, about the museum.
in the time that I've been here, people will always drop into the space and they'll tell you a story. People have told me so many stories about this building over the years, and at some point I was like, it is maybe a small crime that I have committed that I have not written anything down. And then one of our flatmates, Kathleen, she's not currently living here, but she is still very much involved, has been really interested in community archiving. One of their really good friends, Emma, came and did like a cute presentation for us on the big projector screen about communities having the power to tell their own stories and to archive their own histories. Because in a lot of ways, who gets to tell the story actually does matter. And also, like something like Garrett could just disappear from the map, and people might know that it, not know that it has existed, or might not know what kind of things are possible. So for us, it's kind of an exciting project of like trying to understand what the building has been, trying to collect the history, trying to write down those stories that we've heard over the years. At the moment, we have, if you go to museumofgarrett.com, there's like a big interactive timeline, and people can add little snippets and stories and photos. And that's a really beautiful way for us to be able to like visualize and see this whole unfolded history. And then another thing that I love that Kathleen has set up is we have like an old-timey phone in the flat at the moment. And so when people come over, they can pick up the phone and leave us a voice message, and they are the cutest things to listen back to. Just people like, some of them are little archives of that moment there. Something silly will be happening in the flat, and someone will pick up the phone to like make a little recording of it. But others are just people picking up the phone and having a little nostalgic reminisce about the history of the space. And all of that feels like such precious taonga to be collecting and getting to know. It's kind of like if the building could tell you all of its secrets, maybe that would look something like what we're trying to create.
Very cool. And that's so, the community reaction has been really incredible, it sounds like. How have you found the public reaction in like the national media and since the closing of Garrett Street? There's been a lot of different, when we talk about who gets to tell this story, like you were saying before, the different media lenses that have been applied to talking about Garrett Street. It's been called a party flat. It's been called a commune by others. It's quite interesting. What do you think about the way that it has been portrayed? What's that response been like for you guys?
Yeah, it's been fascinating. I personally did not know that we were a party flat until I read that article. And I think the most interesting part for me has been reading all the comment section. Like, it's one thing for us in the flat to be like, no, oh, that doesn't feel right. But it's a whole other thing to see our community standing up for us and being like, it's so much more than a party flat. Like, you can't diminish it like that. And so, even though I was really unhappy with the fact that we were called a party flat, there was such a silver lining in seeing our community be able to like come to the table in the comment section and articulate what it is to all of them. And I know that even though that kind of happened in a reactionary way to a bad headline, it's a positive thing
No,
that's come out of a bad headline.
it definitely is. And when you talk about being the center or seeing the community and what Garrett Street has been as the center for the political and creative community in Poneke, how does that community feel right now? I mean, we're in an election year. It's Poneke. It's What's the current climate like there? What's going well? What's feeling a bit odd? A loaded question, I know, sorry.
No, huge, huge loaded but excellent question. I think people in Wellington are so ready for the end of the national government. It has felt so eerie in the city for the last couple of years. Like, I think the fact that a lot of public sector jobs has been cut has a real tangible feel in like an everyday sense in the city, because there's less spending power in the city, and that has knock-on effects in terms of who can afford to go out and see local shows and productions, or who can buy your stuff at a local market. So I think there is kind of like a slowness in the city of people being like, we just gotta wait it out. There is also definitely a felt absence of many friends who have moved to Melbourne or London, who have kind of just been like, we're over
not
it.
The
we're
Melbourne
out.
Migration.
It's
getting
know.
Everyone.
And I think a lot of people have said to me, Garrett is the last of a kind of flat in Wellington. And I think that's definitely true. I think the fact that it's being dismantled and turned into a commercial space feels so offensive to so many people, because that isn't just happening here. It's just happening here now. And it feels like it's kind of everything's been escalating to this. I think a lot of the creative community just feels like the things they need to thrive, the things that we need to actually be a creative capital, are slowly being eroded. We're losing artist spaces. It's becoming really expensive to live in this city. There's not a huge amount of support available. And yeah, I think it's a really fascinating thing to live in a city where it rains so much of the year and have so little indoor community space available for us to gather. There's so much beautiful outdoor space, and we look at it longingly through the rain.
Yeah, it's also interesting to be in a city that is praised so much for its creativity, and there's so little funding going back into that. But isn't that the story of Aotearoa as a whole?
Ain't that just the way?
So, hey, Sarah, thank you so much for having this kōrero with me today. I wanted you to let the people know where they can find Garrett Street, where they can donate to the crowdfunding campaign, where they can give their memories to the archival project to see what the community's doing. Let them know.
Yeah, if you go to our Instagram, we're at 13 Garrett Street. You will get redirected very quickly if you follow the links that are in there to the Boosted campaign that's running at the moment. We're trying to raise money to be able to fund a book object coming out of our archiving project, and also a little documentary coming out of the archive project. We would just love for there to be really tangible, beautiful bits of media we could leave behind. Or you can go to museumofgarrett.com. And that will also point you to the Boosted project. And it will also be a place that you can submit your memories. We're looking for salacious rumors, gossip, stories, things that are verifiable, photos, videos, anything you want to throw our way.
Hey, I'm sure that somebody listening, I'm sure a few people listening have got some memories there. There's 30 years of memories to draw
Please,
from.
And the further back, the better. We want to know. We want to know what happened before we even knew about
this
place.
Oh, yeah, if it's earlier than 30 years, please, please. Hey, Sarah, 100%. Thank you so much. It's very cool, the mahi that you guys are doing up there in Poneke. And thank you for coming in and talking to us here at Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye. Alrighty, and as Sarah said, if you want to see about 13 Garrett Street, head over to their Instagram or their website. You can head to the Museum of Garrett Street if you want to look at that timeline or add your memories.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.